missionary's robes and scarf were really cool. I want to share God too, but I don't want to leave home.
Well, who says you have to leave home to serve God? Hi everyone, my name is Zach and this is the one and only Keys for Kids, a daily devotional just for you. Thanks for stopping by. You know, when I was a kid sitting in church, sometimes a missionary would come by and show us slides of a faraway place where he or she was working. I would sit there amazed, wondering if I had to go be a missionary too. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, Jesus said, "Go everywhere in the world, tell the good news to everyone. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." Our story today is called God's Helper. Jesse sat in church listening to a missionary speaker talk about a faraway country. The missionary wore a long white robe and had a scarf wrapped around his head. "This is the way we often dress on the mission field," he said, turning so everyone could see his clothes. "The purpose of this loose scarf is to keep the sun off my head. It really works quite well." Jesse sat up straight to see better. "The people are difficult to reach with the gospel, but I'm happy to be there because I know God sent me to tell them about Jesus." Jesse's eyes opened wide. He had never been away from home for more than a few days at a time. He hoped God wouldn't send him to a strange country. He didn't want to leave his family. The next evening, Jesse sat on the front porch steps. He could hear sounds from the kitchen where his mother was cooking, and he could hear the hum of his father's lawnmower in the backyard. Jesse liked those sounds. He looked down the street and saw Mrs. Quarry, their neighbor, walking home with a heavy bag of groceries. She stopped in front of Jesse's house, set down her grocery bag, and leaned against the fence. The grocery bag tipped, and several cans of food clattered across the sidewalk and into the street. Jesse ran to help her. "I'll get your groceries, Mrs. Quarry," he said. The old woman sighed and took a deep breath. "First, Jesse, please help me up my front steps," she said. "I'm so tired." She put one hand on the fence and the other on Jesse's shoulder. He walked beside her and hoped she wouldn't fall. When they reached the porch, Mrs. Quarry sat down on one of the chairs. She looked up at Jesse and smiled. "God sent you to me, Jesse," she said. "He knew I needed help, and he sent you." Jesse felt lighter as he ran back to pick up the groceries. He realized there were many ways he could serve God, and he didn't even have to leave home. At least not yet. So how about you? Are you serving God at home? Are you serving God at school or in your neighborhood? You don't need to wait until you're older. Be willing to serve God wherever he wants to use you. Ask him what he wants you to do for him right now. Then serve him by washing dishes or mowing lawns, helping a friend or neighbor, running errands, or doing whatever else he shows you to do. Our key verse is found in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 8, where it says, "Whom shall I," that's God speaking, "send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me." And our key thought today, serve God wherever you are. Remember, if you like to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day, then you would love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio. It's our radio station that we made just for you. And you can catch me every day on shows like Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. Plus, there's some interviews with some of your favorite characters, like Connie Kendall from Adventures in Odyssey, plus interviews with other kids like you. Find it all at keysforkids.net. And by the way, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.